as we were getting ready to take off, we had engine trouble in the airplane and just barely climbing out of Pickle Lake, Ontario, lost power.
That doesn't sound good. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Dan Hatfield is the president of Nations One for Christ, which ministers through radio and Bible teaching to the First Nations people of Canada. Dan, we know that many of the First Nations villages that you visit are in remote areas, and that requires you to fly in. Why don't you tell us about a recent trip?
We were flying up in northern Canada, and I had five young missionaries in the airplane with me, musicians that we were taking into a village. There had been a number of suicides there recently, and we were going up there to play gospel bluegrass music and do a radio program live and encourage these communities and just try to lift their spirits because of the darkness that they were experiencing. And as we were getting ready to take off, we had engine trouble in the airplane and just barely climbing out of Pickle Lake, Ontario, lost power. And you don't want to lose power on takeoff. And we were able to get the plane back down on the ground, but it flipped over and it rolled and it slid upside down. But all six of us walked out of that airplane without a scratch. And, you know, I'll tell you, I was a little rattled and shaken up, and who wouldn't be? But at the same time, all of us immediately saw God's protective hand on us. We know that God just caught that airplane and put us down on the ground safely.
You know, the Apostle Paul experienced shipwrecks. With Dan Hatfield, a plane crash. But his commitment to the Great Commission continues. And now, with a new airplane. To learn more about Nations One for Christ, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.